This is more science fiction at this point. It's a sort of a version of Propertius. And it really, it's about that question of love, I suppose, and the effect that it seems to have on physical law, or so it seems, which is that, you know, you have a kind of fleeting sense of, very fleeting in my case, sense of immortality. So this is just called The Lover. Poor mortals with your horoscopes and blood tests, what hope is there for you? Even if the plane lands you safely, why should you not return to your home in flames of ruins, your wife absconded, the children blind and dying in their cots? Even sitting quiet in a locked room, the perils are infinite and unforeseeable. Only the lover walks upon the earth, careless of what the fates prepare for him. So you step out at the light, almost as if you half know that today you are the special one. The woman in the windshield lifting away her frozen cry, a white mask on a stick, reveals herself as grey-eyed Arthropos. The sun leaves like a rocket, the sky goes out, the road floods and widens. On the distant curb, the lost souls groan and mew like sad trombones. The ambulance glides up with its black sail. When somewhere in the other world, she fills your name full of her breath again, and at once you float to your feet. The dark rose on your shirt folds itself away, and you slip back into the crowd, who, being merely human, must remember nothing of this incident. Just one flea-ridden dog chained to the railings, who might be Cerberus or patient Argos, looks on, knowing the great law you have floated.